Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Arena Talk, where we talk all things AMA Arena Cross presented by Kicker Performance Audio. My name is Zach Heron. I'm your host, once again joined by Danny Stu, and this week we're catching up with the West Coast phenom, Brandon Ray, a.k.a. B-Ray. This guy can do a little bit of everything, from throwing some of the biggest whips you've ever seen to stealing main event wins here in Arena Cross. B-Ray, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How's yourself?
Doing great. Excited to talk to you and to have you here for the 2024-2025 Arena Cross Series. Let's right off the bat, let's talk about it. It's been about 2 years since we've seen you. You're coming back for some injuries, but man, the last time we saw you, I believe it was Prescott, Denver, and Reno that we saw you a few years ago at. You're a guy that when you show up on the gate, you can bet B-Ray is going to make a splash, whether you're battling with the number one or battling your way into the main events. You're a guy that comes out swinging no matter what the situation.
Yes, so. I mean, I guess you can say that, so.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, some of these riders, maybe don't want to get in the fight, in the mix, especially if they're not doing the full series. What's the mentality like when you show up to the gate, whether you're lined up against somebody like Kyle Peters, Ryan Breese, or whether you're at a local race? What's kind of the mentality that you've got taken to the line?
I just want to win, man. I'm a racer at heart, you know, so I want to win every time I get on the track. I don't really care if I'm in the series or not, and I'm pretty sure that Prescott showed that, you know. Some people were pissed about that, but I don't really care at the end of the day, because I know, like, in a lot of times, it could be the same thing all the way around, you know? So we're all racers when we show up to the gate, and it's just who wants it the most. And more than half the time, I know that I want it the most. So I use that to my advantage.
Hey, absolutely. And the motivation is clearly there. Like you talked about, we go back to Prescott. You got into it with the number one, not only on the track, but some words exchanged off the track as well. And as a fan, as an announcer, I'm a fan of that. You're a guy that, hey, I'm going to do what I'm going to do on the track, but you're ready to back it up off the track as well. And obviously there's some tempers, there's some emotions in Arena Cross, and you're not the kind of guy to shy away from that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't like to have problems with people, and I'm glad that me and Cal put that behind us, you know, but I'll definitely back it up off the track if you want to come up and say some stuff, you know. And I'm all about respect is the biggest thing too. So like if something happens on the track and you want to talk about it after you come up to me respectfully, I'm going to be respectful back to you, you know. So like that's how it's going to be. My dad raised me up that way. So, but if you're going to come up being a dick, I'm going to be a dick right back. So that's how it is. That's how I was raised, and that's how it's going to be.
Hey, you can take it, you can give it right back. Now, Danny, that's what I was just about to say. You were there in person. You got to see this. The fireworks, the style, it all just comes with the B-Ray package.
100%. I was telling you earlier how I feel like, you know, we always ask the person with the red plate or the number one plate, you know, the weight that comes with that. We always want to know from the guy who has the number one plate, do you feel like you have a target on your back? And I feel like when you're on the gate, that person with the number one plate, they have the target on their back. You're not intimidated by it at all. You want to beat that person. And here at AMA Arena Cross, that person is Kyle Peters. Would you agree with that? Are you intimidated by the guy who's supposedly like, this is his house? Or do you see him as, that's the guy I have to beat?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when I first went down and raced Arena Cross, yeah, like I seen the number one play. I'm like, dang, like, you know, I've actually always looked up to Kyle Peters. Like even before he started winning Arena Cross, just in normal race, like Supercross and all that stuff, I liked watching him ride and all that. So yes, I was intimidated a little bit when I first showed up, but then once I realized that I had the speed that I actually can hang with him, I was like, okay, like I'm not really intimidated no more. And now when I show up, like he's just another guy that I'm racing. You know, I don't look at the number one and get intimidated by it. And who knows? Maybe he might not be the fastest guy this coming year. So we'll see how that plays out.
It's going to be exciting to see for sure. Now, as far as Arena Cross in general, what about this series catches your eye? Obviously, you're a guy where, you know, you can race a lot of stuff on the West Coast. You can do certain events here and there. But to commit to a full series here in Arena Cross, what about it is attractive to you? Is it the close racing? Is it feeling like you are, you know, maybe one of those guys that can be the guy to beat? What specifically made you decide I'm going to put this on my calendar?
Yeah, definitely on the last part you said, like, I can be the guy to beat, like, I went out there and I showed that I had really good speed for Arena Cross. And the biggest decision, I made the decision to race Arena Cross this year was I've been out this whole past year. So I know it's going to be harder to go and race Supercross. And Arena Cross just comes a little bit easier to me. You know, I'm still working the same. I'm working harder than what I was. And I love the tight racing. I love how aggressive it is, and I'm not afraid to bang bars or anything like that. So I love all that. And arena cross has a little bit of shorter, races, and all that. So I like that a little bit more too. That plays to my advantage. So yeah, that's like some of the reasons why I love arena cross, and that's why I'm committing to the whole season this year.
Definitely going to be exciting to watch. Now,
Yes.
round one is Reno, Nevada. That's relatively close to you, arguably your home race, closest one
Yes,
for you.
it is. Yep.
So that let's talk about that. That's starting off the season, right? And then you can start things off on the right foot or the wrong foot. I'm sure you're probably going to have some friends, some family come out to the race. What are you looking forward to there for round one?
I mean, I definitely want to come out with a bang. I'm extremely nervous about it, but I'm hoping that as I get more time on the bike, on the tracks, like the nerves will go away. But like I said, I just want to come out with a bang. I'm just focused and I'm motivated as I've ever been, and I'm working the hardest than I ever have. So definitely gonna be shooting to come out on the spot, at least on the podium. Like I don't want to set my expectations too high. So if I like don't get a podium or something, I'm not gonna be bummed and ruin the rest of the season, because it's at the end of it's the turtle and the rabbit race. Like a lot of times I am the rabbit, but I'm not the turtle, which is, Kyle Peters is super consistent. That's what makes him the champion that he is. So I don't want to go out there with these big expectations and lose and just crush it for the rest of the season. So
Gonna be fun to watch for sure. Danny, I mean, I think he hit the nail on the head. Start things off with a bang.
I mean, he did say last year, bang or be banged in one of the interviews. His own words right there. But no, B-Ray is one rider with plenty of speed and style. And to hear him actually talk about trying to find that balance between the speed, style, and also consistency is, I feel like that right there. I don't think I ever heard even a glimmer of thought in that sense from him in the past. So he's definitely 2 years has matured quite a bit as a racer. And I like that he is not coming in thinking it's win or bust at round one. To me, that's like the biggest takeaway for him right now.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head, maturity, right? With time comes a little bit more experience and a more realization. Hey, being right there in the beginning is great, but at the end, you want to be holding up the number one at the end of the season. Now, Brandon, as far as the field goes, you said just a little bit earlier, you're not really a guy that gets wigged out or gets scared by anybody, but we've got some big names that are going to be lining up this year. Obviously, Kyle Peters back, Ryan Breese. You've got somebody like Robbie Wageman. You've got guys like Vince Freese, who you maybe have not had as much experience racing. What does that do for you? Is it an excitement? Man, I'm going to be banging bars with some big names, or is it like, ooh, I'm going to have to really eat my Wheaties every morning to get ready to show up and bring my A game each and every single round?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when it was coming to make the decision to race arena cross, like, these like it wasn't the word wasn't out that these other guys were racing. I thought it was still gonna be Peters and Breese, which was last year, and I watched every single race last year, and I'm like, oh, man, I can hang with these guys. But now with all the words of the other people coming out, it's like, dang, like I really gonna have to eat my Wheaties, like you said. But I'm all for it, like more competition, the better, and the better it'll feel at the end if I can come out on the top step of the podium, But yeah, like there are like obviously like you have to be careful with some of the people that you just mentioned. Definitely don't want to start off on the wrong foot with some people out there. So definitely got to watch myself and just be nice to people. But other than that, like I'm excited for it, honestly. So.
Yeah, definitely don't want to make any enemies right off the bat.
No.
But you've also said, hey, if you're ready to give it to me, I'm going to give it right back. So
Yep.
it might work out in your favor for sure. It's definitely going to be exciting. Now, you touched a little bit on the expectations as far as shooting for podiums, consistent top fives and stuff like that. Is that kind of the overall goal? What are you feeling as far as you said you've been training a lot, fitness wise? What are the thoughts and expectations headed into the season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like main goal is that I want to win, right? That's it. I want to win, but like I'll be happy with top fives, podiums. Like obviously as the season goes on, my expectations are gonna get higher. But this first round, I definitely want to leave on the podium. It would just feel really good, especially being off for a whole year. Just coming back from a knee injury, and like knee injuries aren't no joke. I've been doing the best that I can. I haven't had that long to actually put my nose to the grindstone, but I'm just gonna give it my all. I'm gonna give it whatever I got. You know, like every time I get on the track, I give it all I got. You know, and I'm either, you know, I'm going fast or I'm on the ground. So that's
Hey, you're gonna leave it
it.
all
That's
out
it.
there. Now,
That
Danny,
right there is the B-Ray that I know.
and that's what I was gonna ask, Danny. Obviously, Brandon and my this first time talking to one another, but you can even see it in the guy's riding style. The guy just he oozes energy, right? He's the kind of guy. He's obviously sounds like he's a great interview, and then he's got the speed and he's got the style to back it up. That's got to be somebody exciting for someone like you to shoot and to watch and to be able to bring that kind of personality to AMA Kicker Arena Cross.
Well, I'm curious right now, you missed a lot of time because of your knee. How much time have you had on the bike? How are you feeling? Have you been able to get out on a supercross or an arena cross track? And do you feel like right now you're going to show up to Reno with the speed and intensity that you had last time we saw you?
Yeah, I mean, in real honesty, I feel like I'm a little bit behind, just on a few things. The bikes I'm riding now may not even be the bikes I'm racing. So, that's kind of, you know, that's a little bit like I said, I feel like I'm a little bit behind on that stuff, but I have been able to get on a supercross track, and I rode arena cross track this weekend at my buddy's house, and I'm gonna ride it again this weekend. And when I went out there, like, you know, there obviously there wasn't no one there that was like up to my speed, or just a couple of just our local guys, you know. But I was pushing as hard as I could. I was hitting the whoops over and over and over again, and didn't go down at all. So I'm happy with all that stuff, and just gonna keep it going, keep putting in days on the track, and just show up as best as I can.
Well, it sounds like you're definitely doing the homework. You're putting in the work in the gym. You're
Yeah.
putting in the time on the bike, whether it's the bike you're going to be racing or not. And I'm sure that's got to give you a little bit of confidence as well. No matter what happens, what bike you wind up lining up on, hey, I've done the homework, the hard part leading up to this.
Yeah, I'm just putting in, you know, all the work that I can, and I have been working a 9 to 5 to be able to afford this stuff. So, at the end of the day, I get off work and I go right to the gym. I go literally like right to the gym from work and work out. Then the guys Electro and Co. they really help me out. They're very lenient with me. And you know, I'll show up a little early, leave a little early, go right to the track, then go home, sleep, wake up, do the same thing the next day. So pin in as much work as I can, honestly.
All right. Well, Brandon, we're going to let you get back to work. Keep putting in the time, man. We're excited to see you at round one, the home race, the friends, the families, they're all going to be there. And we're ready to see what you've got here for the 2024, 2025 season. Good luck, man.
Thank you. Thank you.